Members of the governor's own party say they will push to boost the public school funding in the current budget by as much as $150 per pupil. They also want to limit the governor's proposed increase of $1,400 per pupil who may attend voucher schools in 9 school districts. Senate President Mike Ellis has said the voucher school expansion should be dealt with as a separate bill. He's suggested school districts be required to hold referendums on new voucher schools before any expansion occurs. Today, the governor dismissed the referendum approach as inefficient. He's challenged voucher school critics to come up with a plan that will allow parents a choice if the public school in their community is not meeting their needs.
If parents have kids that are going to schools or headed towards schools where they're failing to meet expectations, we want to turn them around, but in the cases where they can't, we want to provide them a viable alternative. So if there are lawmakers who don't like the current proposal but still want to help us find a way to make sure that the kids don't have to go to schools that are failing, we're more than willing to work with them on that.
The governor also says he'll agree to shifting budget allocations around to allow for more public school funding. His only caveat is that it not increase state or local property taxes. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.